რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 19 საათია, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობ. ჯერ დღევანდელი მთავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. დარიალის ხეობაში შაბათს ჩამოწოლილ მეწყერს ერთი ადამიანი შეეწირა. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრი სპეკულაციას უწოდებს, ვარაუდს, რომ მეწყერი შესაძლოა ჰესის მშენებლობას უკავშირდებოდეს. ყირიმელი თათრები აღნიშნავენ სტალინური დეპორტაციის დაწყების 63 წლისთავს. დონეცკელი სეპარატისტები აპირებენ სექტემბერში საპარლამენტო არჩევნების ჩატარებას. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ვწლად. დღეს თბილისში საავადმყოფოში გარდაიცვალა უკრაინის მოქალაქე, რომელიც დარიალის ხეობაში ჩამოწოლილი მეწყრის შედეგად დაშავდა. ექიმების განმარტებით პაციენტის მდგომარეობა შაბათს საავადმყოფოში მიყვანის დროს უკვე კრიტიკული იყო დაზიანებების გამო, რომლებიც სხეულზე დიდი მასის დაწოლის შედეგად მიიღო. მეწყრის შედეგად დაღუპულების რიცხვი შესაძლოა გაიზარდოს, რადგან დაკარგულად ითვლება რამდენიმე ადამიანი. საქართველოს შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს ცნობით 24 საათიან რეჟიმში მიმდინარეობს საძიებო სამაშველო სამუშაოები. იუწყებიან ასევე, რომ ექსპერტების ჯგუფი მუშაობს რეგიონში მეწყრის მიზეზების დასადგენად. დარიალის ხეობაში გადაადგილება აიგრძალა. ამის მიზეზად შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრმა ალექსანდრე ჭიკაიძემ მყინვარწვერზე არსებული მეწყერს საშიში ზონა დაასახელა. როგორც მინისტრმა ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, მყინვარწვერზე დარჩენილია მოუწყვეტელი მეწყრის ნაწილი, რის გამოც გადაადგილება შეზღუდულია როგორც ტრანსპორტის, ისე მოქალაქეებისთვის, მათ შორის მედიის სამმართველებისთვის. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრ ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილის განცხადებით, დარიალის ხეობაში შაბათს ჩამოწოლილ მეწყერს არაფერი აქვს საერთო დარიალ ჰესის მშენებლობასთან. ამ საკითხს ღარიბაშვილი შეეხო კვირა სამეგრელოში ხობის წყალზე ახალი ჰესის მშენებლობის პროექტის გახსნისას.
აღნიშნული ფაქტი არაფრით არ უკავშირდება იქ არსებულ ჰესს. ეს იყო რაღაც გაურკვეველი სპეკულაცია, რომელიც გუშინ წამოიწყო გარკვეულმა ჯგუფმა. ეს დაახლოებით 20 კილომეტრის მოშორებით მოხდა დარიალის ჰესიდან. და სწორედ ჰესის გვირაბმა მოახდინა წყლის ნაკადის გატარება. და ჩვენ ავცდით კიდევ უფრო დიდ კატასტროფას.
ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილს არ დაუზუსტებია, ვის გულისხმობს გარკვეული ჯგუფით, რომელმაც მისი თქმით მეწყრის მიზეზებზე სპეკულაცია წამოიწყო. პრემიერ-მინისტრის განცხადებით მისი მთავრობა დიდ მნიშვნელობას ანიჭებს იმას, რომ საქართველოს ჰქონდეს საკუთარი ენერგო რესურსები. ყირიმელი თათრების ლიდერი მუსტაფა ჯემილევი, რომელსაც ყირიმის დე-ფაქტო ლიდერებმა აუკრძალეს ნახევარკუნძულზე დაბრუნება, გამოთქვამს რწმენას, რომ ყირიმი ოკუპანტებისგან გათავისუფლდება და კვლავ გახდება უკრაინის ნაწილი. ჯემილევმა ამ საკითხზე ისაუბრა კიევში ჟურნალისტებთან შეხვედრისას, მაშინ როცა ყირიმელი თათრები აღნიშნავენ სტალინური დეპორტაციის დაწყების 63 წლისთავს. ბოლო წლებისგან განსხვავებით ამჯერად ყირიმში არ იმართება მასშტაბური აქცია, რადგან ყირიმის დე-ფაქტო ლიდერებმა დროებით აკრძალეს ყოველგვარი საზოგადოებრივი შეკრება. ყირიმი მარტში იქნა ანექტირებული რუსეთის მიერ. ჯემილევმა ყირიმში შექმნილი ვითარება საბჭოთა პერიოდს შეადარა. წელს დაახლოებით ის ხდება, რაც საბჭოთა რეჟიმის დროს ხდებოდა. დღეს გააუქმეს ის საბჭოთა დაკავშირებით ყველა ღონისძიება. 1944 წელს 18 მაისს სტალინის რეჟიმის გადაწყვეტილებით დაიწყო ყირიმელი თათრების დეპორტაცია. 200,000-მდე დეპორტირებულიდან ბევრი გზაშივე დაიღუპა. უკრაინაში რუსეთის მომხრე სეპარატისტები აპირებენ დონეცკის ოლქში სექტემბერში საპარლამენტო არჩევნების ჩატარებას. თვითგამოცხადებული დონეცკის სახალხო რესპუბლიკის ლიდერმა დენის პუშილინმა დღეს ქალაქ დონეცკში ლენინის მოედანზე შეკრებილ 1000-მდე ადამიანს უთხრა, რომ არჩევნები 18 სექტემბერს ჩატარდება და დღეს ლენინის მოედანზე მისული ყველა მოქალაქე იქნება ჩართული ამ პროცესში. პუშილინს არ განუმარტავს თუ რა სახის ჩართულობას გულისხმობს. იუწყებიან ასევე, რომ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში ქალაქ სლავიანსკის მახლობლად წუხლებრძოლები მიმდინარეობდა. რუსეთის მედია სეპარატისტი მეომრებისგან მიღებულ ცნობებზე დაყრდნობით იუწყება, რომ მათ რიგებში არის მსხვერპლი რამდენიმე დაღუპული. და ბოლოს, ჩინეთის სახელმწიფო საინფორმაციო სააგენტო სინხუა ცნობით, ვიეტნამიდან გაჰყავთ 3000-მდე ჩინელი ძალადობრივი ანტიჩინური გამოსვების შემდეგ. ვიეტნამში უარყოფითი რეაქცია გამოიწვია პეკინის გადაწყვეტილებამ ნავთობის მოსაპოვებელი სადგური აღმართოს სამხრეთ ჩინეთის ზღვის ვიეტნამთან სადავო მონაკვეთში. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
In Russian we say «Лучшая музыка, музыкальный микс «Голоса Америки».
Everybody says «The world's best variety, the VOA Music Mix».
Were you taping?
It's Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart, and it's another 2 hours of new acoustic music. Natalie Merchant included in that today, as well as Ray LaMontagne, The Head and the Heart live in our studios, another new song being created down at South by Southwest, and a visit with our in-studio guest this week, Diego Garcia.
You know, I still write the song, but then when it's time to dress the song, God, you can get lost in the studio because it's like, who are you? You really have to ask that question when you're alone. Who is Diego Garcia?
Diego was in a band for a number of years called Elephant, with an F, by the way. That was a rock band, to be sure, but as a solo artist, Diego wanted to pursue a path filled with minor keys, Latin percussion, nylon, string guitars, and love songs. He debuted that sound in 2011 with an album called Laura, featuring a song called You Were Never There. Last fall, he took another step down that path with his second release called Paradise. Fusing his Latin influences with the rock songcraft of Leonard Cohen and Brian Ferry is what Diego Garcia is all about. And to tell us more and play songs both old and new, Diego and his band will join us as our in-studio guests. First, we're going to go back to 2002, an album called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. This is Wilco with Jesus Etc. on Acoustic Cafe.
Jesus, don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come back anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking, and last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love is all we have. A burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking. Last cigarettes, all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get. Turning your
this is a tragedy.
unmistakable voice of a Lennon. In this case, it is Sean Ono Lennon on Acoustic Cafe. His new project is called The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, or The Ghost, spelled G-O-A-S-T-T, standing for Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger. And it's his partnership with Charlotte Kemp Mule, who has co-written these songs. And it's an interesting artistic project from Sean Ono Lennon. We started out the show with Jesus Etc. from Wilco from 2002. There's a new version of that song on the way over the summer from a band called Puss in Boots, which is actually Nora Jones' new project, along with Sasha Dobson and Catherine Popper. And they do a beautiful version of that, which you'll be hearing on the program here shortly. So last week on the show, we played you a brand new song, In Its Creation, from Tim Easton. And before we could even get that on the show, what showed up on my desk was a brand new record from Tim Easton, Leroy Stagger, and Evan Phillips. They call it Easton, Stagger, and Phillips, and the album's called Resolution Road. Let's listen to Tim doing a song called Stay on Acoustic Cafe.
All the while, turning in your absentee, badly before leaving me. Here to raise our daughter with the luck of random strangers who will smile from time to time as they pass me in the aisles of the supermarket down the road. This town to that town you go and go, but you don't need to leave us, though you're so damn good between the lines of comfort and the sand. When I have you close at hand, you run off with some other band. Modern gypsies in a van who don't talk to each other, with their headphones and computers, just their biting sense of humor. So that's why I have to say to you now, darling, won't you stay? Darling, must you always go away? When will you stay? Guilty, I would have a pile of silver that could dam up 50 rivers that you crossed, and all the lower 48 states of mind anticipating ever driving further from your family who's ever waiting for your call, wondering if you or if some former you is ever coming, or if you'll just keep on running out the door to the next function. I know that you love us, but you love something above us, and I don't know how it's smart to stick around waiting for someone who's always on their way to somewhere else. Can you hear me? Darling, won't you stay? Darling, must you always go away? When will you stay? Stay.
Maggie said, dig one more shallow grave before I'm dead. Maggie said, I'm just looking for a place that I can lay my weary head. There's no perfect end, just time to leave. Maggie said, they rake the table at the game of love. Maggie said, it's just stupid luck if you rise above. Everybody sinking in debt. Win or lose, my friend, it's so hard to leave. Holding back, what did I get for all of that? What did it count for? Tell me that. Nothing, oh, nothing, that's a fact. Maggie said, it's so hard to find the golden fleece to spin my golden thread. Maggie said, you're preaching to the choir, girl, now you're not sticking out your leg. There's no risk in there, darling. Holding back, what did I get for all of that? What did it come for? Tell me that. Tell me that. Nothing, that's a fact. Maggie said, don't let them take that halo from your head. Maggie said, I can see you turning hot now, girl, don't lose your tenderness. What's the use in this? Darling, please.
First, we've heard that lovely voice doing her own material in 13 years. Natalie Merchant has a brand new self-titled album just out. We just heard the song Maggie Said on Acoustic Cafe. She has been doing some folk records, and she has also been musically and politically active in her Hudson Valley home. But this is the first musical statement of her own material in a very long time. We also heard Easton Stagger Phillips. That's Tim Easton doing one of his songs called Stay. Tim, of course, was a guest on the program last week, featured in creating a brand new song down at South by Southwest. We'll have another new one here coming up in a few minutes. And you can hear Tim's segment by going to our archive site at acafe.com and clicking on the Listen tab, where you can also hear our interview with Rodney Crowell. We did that down at South by Southwest, as a matter of fact. And he also did some performances with his band. Here's one of the new songs from Tar Paper Sky called Fever on the Bayou on Acoustic Cafe.
Jose Blanc, Louisiana queen, brought up on the bayou, busting at the seams. She moves me, says I move at two.
Once we get it started, ain't nothing we won't do. Baby, when she roll me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, way up in the sky. Oh, I love to see her come and hate to see her go. Creole belle, dancing in the rain. I love to hear her laughter, I love to hear her sing. I've got money, I've got lots of time. She make me feel so funny when she's been my dime. Baby, when she rolls me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold of me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, way up in the sky. Oh, I love to see her come and hate to see her go. Just ain't the same. Elle est mon cher, ma fille d'amour. Je n'ai pas le franglais, je suis souvent vivant. Rêve en toi, avec l'amour. Around the kitchen table, on a cabin floor. Baby, when she roll me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold me, mucho mio mio. Way up in the sky, oh, I love to see her come and hate to see her go. Baby, when she roll me, fever on the bio. When she gets a hold of me, mucho mio mio. Louisiana moon, way up in the sky, oh, I love to see her come and hate to see her go.
One with author Mary Carr called Kin, another one called Old Yellow Moon that won a Grammy that he did with Emmylou Harris. Rodney Crowell back this year with a new album called Tar Paper Sky. That was an in-studio performance he did on our program, a song called Fever on the Bayou. And just ahead, did you sleep through the 80s? The Big Bright did. And our in-studio guest this week, Diego Garcia.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
In the British Invasion, some bands were so good that even the throwaways were classics. Such was the case with the Kinks. 1965 brought their second album called Kinda Kinks. But the song you're hearing, I Go to Sleep, wasn't recorded by that band. And in fact, it didn't surface at all, except for a Ray Davies demo of the song that was included decades later on a reissue of the album. The Pretenders probably heard a hit cover of the song in 67 by Marianne and recorded their own version for their second album in 1981. And their version also became a hit, and it's that version that inspired The Big Bright and their covers album called I Slept Through the 80s. The Big Bright is Glenn Pascha and Fiona McBain from Ola Bell, along with vocalist Liz Tormez, doing lots of fun covers from the Reagan era. Here's their version of I Go to Sleep on Acoustic Cafe.
When I look up from my pillow, I dream you are there with me. Though you are far away, I know you'll always be near to me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine you're there with me. I look around.
feel you are ever so close to me. Each tear that flows from my eye brings back memories of you to me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine you're there with me. I go to sleep, sleep, and imagine you're there with me.
Sleep. That is the Big Bright, members of Ola Bell, along with Liz Hormez, New York vocalist. And they have a new covers album called I Slept Through the 80s. That is their version of a Kinks song that was turned into a hit in the 1980s by the Pretenders on Acoustic Cafe. There once was a band called Elephant. They spelled it with an F and rocked hard. But their frontman was one Diego Garcia. And after leaving that band, he decided to follow a very different musical path. Born in Detroit and raised in Florida, Diego decided to trace his parents' Argentinian roots to create a rich sound of Spanish guitars, Latin percussion, minor keys, fusing that with the love songs of writers such as Leonard Cohen and Brian Ferry. Diego crafted an album called Laura with a collection of songs about and for its namesake. How that turned out, we'll tell you in a moment. But on the success of Laura and the song You Were Never There, Diego returned last fall with another collection of songs called Paradise. For fans of the Latin troubadours of the 70s, you'll be happy to note that Diego Garcia sees his place as picking up where the likes of Robert Carlos and Julio Iglesias left off. And the new collection of songs brings another round of great love songs. To discuss, Diego Garcia joins us with his band on Acoustic Cafe.
I think towards the end of Elephant, my band, I was pushing the band actually, you know, to try to embrace some of the Latin roots that I had grown up listening to that I felt like needed to come out.
And we should point out that this band really was not that. I mean,
no.
It was a rock band.
Yeah, it was a punk rock
band. Yeah, right. Punk
rock. Guitarist from Jersey, drummer from upstate, bassist from Atlanta. And on my second album, there's actually a song called Brazil that was inspired by the movie Black Orpheus, which is really amazing. And I just felt like it wasn't natural, and it was something I needed to do. So I just started writing songs. And after about 5 years of just experimenting in the studio, I finally felt like I'd found myself, you know. Because with a band, you just go in the studio and you press record.
Right, yeah.
And the sound is defined by the personalities playing each instrument, you know. And it's either great or it's not good. The Ramones, you know, are like that, and it's great. And but when you go solo, you know, I still write the song, but then when it's time to dress the song, God, you can get lost in the studio because it's like, what, who are you? You really have to ask that question when you're alone. Yeah, who is Diego Garcia? I was lost, and we tried many things. We, as a few people I work with in the studio that I trust. Finally, you know, Diego Garcia is a Spanish guitar, right? And it's this, tight little rhythm section. It's this 60s vibe. It's, for me, like, very, like, American, too.
That is interesting. And we should point out that there's a difference between creating a persona mm-hmm. and creating a sound. And you spent years kind of crafting what that would be.
The styling of the music does influence the persona, which is the beautiful thing about art, in that as an artist, you need to figure it out. Like, who are you? You have to be honest, because anyone can smell if you're lying. And you have to be sincere. The beautiful thing about art is that then you get to go onto this playing field where there's no limits and boundaries. And then you can sort of create that superhero. Like, you know, Neil Diamond, he's a simple guy, but like on stage, he's like, huge. You know, he's yeah, huge. Right. And so it's exciting to see, you know.
song called She Dances from our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Diego Garcia.
It seems like you took the template that you created on Laura, which again, you spent years coming up with what that would be, how you would dress these songs. Mm-hmm. And now you expanded on that. Sonically, Paradise is really a whole different deal.
With Laura, right, it was a bedroom recording, which we did a lot of studying. I mean, we did a lot of YouTubing, playing old records, and we were listening to these, you know, these old records from the 70s, late 60s out of Latin America that are completely lost treasures that are so psychedelic. I mean, like the Scott Walker of Argentina, or like, you know, Lee Hazelwood of like Chile. I mean, these guys exist, you know. We'd listen to these arrangements and just soak it in, and then maybe record. Maybe we'd work on stuff, but it was a lot of listening for 5 years, and we made Laura out of that. When it was time to come into the studio and record Paradise, my life not only had completely changed, but I felt like we'd done our homework and we just kind of let it go. We just followed our instincts on Paradise, and we moved out of the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Into a
proper studio. Sure.
We had a band this time around, and we brought in the best musicians. And I think you hear that on the record, you know?
Jorge Albrecht.
Yes.
He co-wrote almost all the songs on Laura with you, mm-hmm. Produced Paradise, and I will assume co-produced Laura with you. But it seems like a very close collaborator, somebody who was probably the first person who heard all of these songs.
Yeah, no, he was the first person I went to after Elephant, and after 10 minutes I knew this is like someone I trust. He just has the same sensibilities. He's actually grew up in Miami. His parents are from Costa Rica. So he heard these records growing up, the ones that we eventually, you know, saw ourselves in. He's an incredible stylist, producer. He's just all around, you know, this amazing artist. And so when it was time to make Paradise, the one condition I had with everyone I was working with at the time was, you know, I'm not changing anything up there. I'm keeping him, and we're going to just take that next step naturally.
Yes.
Yeah. I think a lot of bands make the mistake of making these beautiful first records alone, you know, independently, without too many chefs in the kitchen, you know? And then it does well. You know, oh my God, people love that. You got to just remember what got you to that point, and you got to hold on to that. And I made that mistake with Elephant, you see. So I didn't want to do that again. So I was very protective. I think Laura is a magical album, and I wanted to just, you know, remind everyone of that going into Paradise.
Girl, you never care. You were never there because you never cared. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there.
That's a song from that debut album, which was called Laura, You Were Never There. From our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, Diego Garcia. Diego joined in the appearance by Laturo Burros on drums, as well as Martin Dela on bass, and Zeke Zima playing the guitar. All of those musicians he brought up from Argentina to do our session. And we'll have more from the band in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at A Cafe Radio on the Twitter, as well as Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all accessible through our regular website, which you'll find at acafe.com. Coming up, a USA Songwriting Competition winner from 2013, new Ray LaMontagne, and the Head and the Heart live here.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Every year in the month of May, we partner with the USA Songwriting Competition to tell you about their new competition, which this year is in their 19th year. They are accepting entries through the end of the month. And we also get a chance to look back on some of the previous year's winners. So as we look to 2013, the big winner, really the overall winner for the USA Songwriting Competition, went on to then sign a deal and have a number one adult top 40 hit. It is the band American Authors and the song called Believer on Acoustic Cafe.
Thank you.
probably a smart thing for Ray LaMontagne to shake things up a bit on his new album, which is called Supernova. After doing a series of records with producer Ethan Johns, those were brilliant acoustic discs, he then produced one himself and now is on to the new one called Supernova, which he did down in Nashville with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. And of course, there's lots of Black Keys guitar flourishes on here and interesting new songs like the one we just heard called No Other Way from Ray LaMontagne. And then we heard the overall grand prize winner in the USA Songwriting Competition from 2013. That was American Authors, their song Believers, which went on to become quite a hit for that band and propelled them to worldwide touring, lots of TV appearances. And that songwriting competition for 2014 is going on through the 30th of May. The Head and the Heart dropped by our studios last fall on their new album called Let's Be Still. As a matter of fact, that was one of the songs they did. The title track, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
You can get lost in the music for hours, honey. You can get lost in a room. We can play music for hours and hours, but the sun will still be coming up soon. The world's just spinning a little too fast. If things don't slow down soon, we might not last. So just for a moment, let's be still. Lost in the music for hours, honey. You can get lost in a room. We can play music for hours and hours, but the sun will still be coming up soon. The world's not forgiving of everyone's fears. The days turn into months, the months turn into years. So just for a moment, let's be still. Circles in my mind. So just for a moment, just for one moment, just for a moment, let's be still. 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 Ain't no time left for me. It's got me seeing so clearly. Ain't no time for me. No, the world's just spinning a little too fast. If things don't slow down soon, we might not last. The world's not forgiving of everyone's fears. The days turn into months, the months turn into years. So just for a moment, let's be still. 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 Just
be still. Just for a moment, let's be still. Just for a moment, let's be still.
The Head and the Heart live here at Acoustic Cafe with the title track to their 2013 release called Let's Be Still. And next hour on Acoustic Cafe, another brand new song done at the Subway Sessions at South by Southwest this year. Also Dylan in the 80s by Deer Tick right now. Damon Albarn and more from our in-studio guest, Diego Garcia.